News from NOAA. 20 years ago, a team of NOAA scientists flew to the Antarctic with scientists from 3 other organizations to find out what was causing a hole in the Earth's ozone layer. That's the 15-mile-thick layer that absorbs the sun's dangerous ultraviolet radiation that can cause skin cancer and cataracts in humans, harm animals and their food source, as well as hurt the environment. At the South Pole, where wind chills can reach minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit, the scientists began taking measurements with special balloons called ozone sondes that measured the ozone in that region. This group was there before the ozone hole opened up. By October 1986, just 2 months later, it was clear that the use of chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, used widely around the world in aerosol cans and refrigerators, had punched a hole in the ozone layer. David Hoffman, the director of the NOAA Global Monitoring Division based in Boulder, Colorado, was a professor with the University of Wyoming during that trip 20 years ago. He called it the hole in the sky. At a Washington, D.C. news conference, Hoffman said by 1996 to 1997, the measurements of Antarctic ozone showed an alarming result.
No ozone at all. The instrument could not detect any ozone, so it was a total destruction by the chemistry.
Hoffman said there was more ozone in the news conference room than there was in the South Pole when those readings were made during the mid-1990s. An international treaty phasing out the production of CFCs resulted in the decrease of ozone-depleting gases. Hoffman likened the ozone hole to a patient that at one point was in critical condition.
Data indicates that the reduction in ozone has stopped. It's come down and flattened out. It's not getting any worse. The patient is not yet recovering, but it's also no longer getting sicker.
Hoffman said even though it will take a very long time for the ozone hole to go away, estimated to be around 2065, he believes it will fully recover at some point.
I'm very optimistic that we will have a normal ozone layer sometime, not in my lifetime, but perhaps in yours.
NOAA senior scientist Susan Solomon, who was there 20 years ago in the South Pole, also believes the ozone hole will recover.
I'm quite optimistic. I think that I might even actually still be alive when the ozone hole manages to recover, because my grandmother made it to 101, so I think I have good genes for that. But that's what it's going to take, because it will not be till the middle of this century, roughly. I think there's very little doubt of that.
Solomon said that the world needs to be accountable and do more to make sure that ozone-depleting gases still are not breaking down the Earth's protective layer.
I think it's very important to make sure that we actually measure ozone not only not getting any worse, but actually starting to improve, to be sure that the actions that we've taken internationally have been effective. And I think that in the next 10 years or so, you will begin to see the ozone layer start to unambiguously recover.
You can read more about NOAA's South Pole Ozone Program, as well as other topics, at the NOAA Earth System Research Laboratory website at www.esrl.noaa.gov. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.